All right, it's coming up on 6:50 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSN. It's time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Chad. You know, right after Thanksgiving is when the holiday excitement really starts to kick in. Family gatherings, oh, the smell of pine from that tree, twinkle lights everywhere. With all that comes the urge to spend a lot. But a quick financial reset right now can save you from a painful credit card bill that will always show up in January, right when that cheer disappears. Well, here's a few easy and memorable tips to keep the holidays joyful and affordable. First of all, set a number and stick to it. Decide on your total holiday budget. Gifts, events, travel, meals, everything. Write it down and keep it in your phone. If it doesn't fit the number, it don't make the list. Make a nice list, not a naughty one. Focus on the people who truly matter. A thoughtful, meaningful gift almost always bears an expensive beats an expensive one, of course. Use the 24-hour rule. Before you buy anything big or impulsive, wait a day. Most must-haves magically become never-minds when we sleep on it. Don't let sales boss you around. A deal is only good if you are already planning to buy that item. Otherwise, you're just buying something because it's advertised as 40% off after it was probably jacked up 60%. Keep an eye on January. Picture that first credit card statement of the new year. Will you pat yourself on the back or wish you had shown a little restraint? A little perspective after Thanksgiving can help your holidays keep bright and help you step into the new year with more joy and a lot less debt. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Well, Saturday, Shelly and I were going to head out the door to go do some things. And right before that, I opened the mail. The mail came, and I got my bill for property tax coming due here.
I got that same one. Yeah,
I put a damper on you right there.
Yeah, I got an email for mine, and I'm sure I have the letter forthcoming.
Yeah.
So, oh man. Well, you know, as you guys were talking about traffic and stuff, I went to Tulsa with Vanessa's family for Thanksgiving, and I came back on Friday. Man, oh man. Coming up Rock Road, I made the mistake of wanting to get, you know, I had driven on some roads that had some stuff on my car, so I went to that car wash there right in front of Town East.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, the car wash was fine.
Yeah.
You know, but that parking lot was I have never seen cars parked in that, like, extra lot back by on the corner of Rock and Douglas there. But anyway,
yeah, it usually feel like closer to Christmas it gets full. But man, I guess they were ready.
There
to
must
go.
Have been some sales going on in there. You know, I didn't have the heart to go in, or nor the patience to go in.
Dad, you said you couldn't get it out of your apartment complex.
Oh, that's right. You're right across the street there.
Yeah, exactly. I live in right there, and yeah, it was. It was rough, and it was like that for a very long time. It's kind of a good thing I didn't really have anywhere to go on Friday because I wasn't getting there. I mean, I'm not sure I'd have gotten out of the driveway of the apartment complex.
I think you ought to stuck a little $5 sign up there that said parking, $5.
There's barely enough spaces for the residents. You know that overflow parking you mentioned?
Yeah.
We have residents that use that because our parking lot isn't big enough.
Oh, wow.
Hmm. Okay. Well, today is
Commerce.
Rosa Parks Day, honoring the civil rights activists. Her contributions have been most impactful to the movement, but her most famous incident is her refusal to give up her seat on a bus she was commuting on. I had understood that she wasn't really an activist. She just got into it. And
I thought it was planned.
Is it planned?
I don't know.
Ted, was it all planned?
I didn't think it was planned.
No, okay.
I think they were looking for trying to get something to go against.
She was
something
just
going
coming home from work, and
that's what I understood. She put her dogs up and said, "I'm tired here."
Yeah.
But anyway, she is honored as a activist and somebody who really got civil rights movement. That was in 1955 that happened.
Wow, that recent.
And we didn't have her sit-ins here in 1958, wasn't it? Something like that.
Yeah, those were planned, obviously.
Those were planned, but those. The ones here in, I think the ones in Wichita were the first.
At the soda fountain there?
Yeah, some of the people in North Carolina, but I think Wichita's may have been the first on the sit-ins. Anyway, they all behaved themselves. Everybody did, but okay. All right, guys. So how was Thanksgiving? You went to Tulsa?
Yeah, it was fun. You know, my daughters don't have kids yet, so we don't have, like, youngsters running around. But Vanessa's family, her cousins have some, you know, little nippers running around, you know, anywhere from, like, gosh, there's one 9 months old all the way up to about 10 years old or something. And they were just running around. And, you know, we were out there playing flag football, you know. That was fun with my knee.
But, do you ever show them magic tricks or anything? Because I got one I do with the youngsters when they're about 4 or 5.
What's that? Pull their thumb off
make
or something?
A nickel. No, I don't do that one. I make the nickel disappear out of my hand and wind up in their ear.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. No, I didn't see that. Actually, there's a cousin, Phil, who was going to do some magic tricks, but he had some whiskey. Yeah.
So, magic was the liquor cabinet disappear.
Trick was that he stayed awake. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to see you're back here safe and sound.
Well, thank you.
Starting a new
good
month.
Good holiday.
Yeah. All right. And it was on this date 70 years ago, 1955. Rosa Parks broke the law by refusing to give up her seat on a bus to a white man in Montgomery, Alabama. She was arrested, causing a year-long bus boycott by African Americans and setting off the civil rights movement. That was in 1955, 70 years ago. All right, let's see what else we got for you this morning. Okay. A Kentucky hunter passing the time in his deer stand by playing online lottery games, said rejecting a call from his son led to his winning $1.1 million jackpot. The McCreary County man told Kentucky lottery officials he was waiting for some deer to show up when he decided to pass the time with the lottery's Wolf Ridge Jackpots online game. And said his game kept being interrupted by calls from family members. But he ended up winning $1.1 million on a $30 wager. Winner says his windfall will go toward buying a new home and sharing with his family. He's out there in a deer stand, waiting for the deer to come around. 6:14, Steve and Ted. I'll tell you what, Ted. St. Chili whipped up some chili yesterday.
Hey, now.
Is that a good idea?
Oh, that's... That's top shelf right there.
It was tasty. It was tasty.
I'll bet it was.
There's still some left. I'm going to be hitting it today again.
Man, that sounds good.
Oh, wow. Yep, chilly. This is that time of year, that time of, with those temperatures in the 20s.
Do you doctor up your chili?
I put Fritos in it.
Okay. Nice.
You know, if I had it, I'd put some vinegar in there. You ever tried that?
I'm surprised you don't have it.
I don't. She's got some somewhere, but I don't know where it is. She hid it from me. No, but my late father-in-law introduced me to that at New Way one time. Said, "You put this vinegar in there, and it's different, but I like it. A lot of people do, I guess. But vinegar in your chili?
Yeah, New Way used to have that on the table.
Yeah, they had it on a little.
I'm not sure if they still do.
Yeah.
Did you get a haircut?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look good.
I left here, Wednesday, and I'm going home and I'm thinking, you know, if I don't drop in, maybe if I drop in right now, there won't be too many guys there. And so I did. I dropped in at Watson's Barbershop over there in Sweetbriar. And there was only one guy ahead of me. There was about 3 or 4 people, and only one guy ahead of me to get into Mike's chair, Mike Watson. And I heard him telling somebody, they were saying, are you going to be open tomorrow? This was Wednesday. He says, no, we're not going to be open. We're going to be closed until Tuesday morning.
Ooh.
And I said, man, I really get this trimmed. Yeah. The timing was great.
You got it just in the nick of time.
And got her trimmed. Feel good about that.
Looking good.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.